Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to Flesh Wound Horror Live. I am Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd.
What's up? It's only 3 o'clock here for me.
I was going to say, I'm not used to like doing the show and hearing birds chirping, and you know, it's weird.
But we couldn't miss the 110th anniversary of the Titanic sinking.
We couldn't miss that. We couldn't. I was going to say, that was a good catch yesterday. This is like a very last minute show because we're like, Todd mentioned that. And I was like, well, shit.
Well, I knew Titanic 666 was dropping today. So it is the epic conclusion of a trilogy. So.
And I have to address a funny conversation going on in the chat right now. Ben had asked if the Asylum films, 11-11-11, the 12-12-12, the date films, they call them. They're not the David Dakota variety. But that's an easy mistake.
I thought they were too.
No. That's an easy mistake, though, because all of David Dakota's modern stuff now is like,
Did he direct those two?
No.
I
don't think Dakota's ever worked for Asylum. I didn't either.
There's that other. I know the series that Ben's talking about though. That they have a number in it too. I think
all of Dakota's stuff do, and I guess it's because it comes up first on like searches when you have numbers. So a lot of people do that, and it's all like. I mean, they're not LGBTQ movies, Ben. Necessarily, they're just. They're like just dudes in their underwear. And there's like, there's one called Cougar Cult. And there's
that's the one I was trying to think. That's one of the ones.
Yeah. It was a reunion with like Brink Stevens and everything. So I watched it because I was like, oh, Brink Stevens, Michelle Bauer. I got to. Linnea Quigley too. So, but I watched it and it was literally just them chasing around like underwear models in their underpants.
Yeah. Cause those are called 1313. That's 1313. Cougar Cult. These are 13/13/ because they aren't they plays off Omen 666.
They did a bunch to capitalize, I think, on the Mayan apocalypse at one point. Asylum's always trying to capitalize on something, so yeah. But the Titanic 666. Doesn't have any dudes in their underwear, and it has nothing to do with the Mayan apocalypse. So I've cleared up some confusion there. There you go. The modern Dakota stuff is pretty awful. I think even if you're a gay person, it's still pretty
and
awful.
Here goes Dan speaking again for the community.
I'm not. Hey, weigh in. I said I think. Don't speak for them, Dan.
Yeah, don't.
I'm guessing.
We can ask Chris, but from what he's told me, he's not a fan.
No, I don't. He's told me that too. So I did ask somebody. But anyway,
don't black. I said one person's opinion, not an entire group of.
All right, people. I said probably. If all right, you like the Dakota stuff, weigh in, please.
Yeah.
Please weigh in.
I remember the first Brotherhood wasn't bad.
That's when you definitely knew something, though.
That's when it clicked, but that one was not as, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. Again, just random conversation from the video store days. He did a movie called Voodoo Academy that rented, like, really well. Yeah. That movie did unusually well. And a couple years, whatever, after he did Brotherhood. When I saw Brotherhood, I was like, what the hell's going on here? There's just like these random shots of like dudes in their underpants
in the shower.
Yeah. Hey,
there's nothing wrong with it. Just,
and they aren't gay. They aren't gay characters. It's just like some dude in his underpants.
Yeah,
like,
he's giving his audience what they want. We got, you know, half naked chicks forever. Now they get half naked dudes. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. But yeah, I'm going back and looking at Voodoo Academy. I'm like, how the fuck did I not know? But then again, you watch Nightmare on Elm Street 2 when you're a kid and you don't.
I had no clue. Yeah. I was uncomfortable watching the whipping scene with my father in the theater as a young lad. I'm like, this is weird, but I didn't understand why.
I just thought that was supposed to be a funny gag. It's like, oh, he whipped him to death with a towel. It's hilarious.
I didn't understand what a leather bar was when I was that young.
Yeah, probably that young. You
Peter,
know what a
Peter
leather
is
bar
asking
is.
When is Titanic 666 coming out? It is currently streaming on Tubi, both Titanic 2 and 3. I mean, for the original Titanic, you'll have to do a little looking, but.
Yes.
I know. This is the one Dan's been wanting to talk about all year. The original Titanic, 1997, well, James Cameron classic.
Since we're not doing it tonight, I do have to address one thing, Todd.
What?
In my opinion, the best Titanic, and you can put me full screen for this if you'd like, the best one. We're not doing some of the early stuff, but this isn't an early one. It's the best one. Titanic 2000.
That is a good one.
With Tina Krause.
Well, you know what? We should have did that one for After Dark.
A Vampire's Lust is Unsinkable. It's not too late.
Well, you know what? For the 111th anniversary, we're going to do Titanic 2000. Or if you guys want us to do it sooner, just
we'll do it on
just,
Patreon.
Yeah, just tell us in Patreon.
Yeah, good Tina Krause film.
Yes, we're only doing the trilogy because I discovered the animated one, which I hear is horrible, so that may end up on Junior's.
It's been a long time since I've watched, what was it, SOS Titanic, like the early ones. It's been a while. And also, just to reference it, the TV miniseries with George C. Scott, his last movie, I believe, Titanic, that aired like right before the movie came out. And was kind of controversial. Tim Curry is the villain in it, and they had like an implied sexual assault scene that really upset people when it initially aired, so they edited it out. And yeah, that's a cheap Blu-ray though. I have to check and see if it's edited or not, but
I know that one's on Tubi too. It's a two-parter.
Oh, okay, sweet. So you can check that out and see if the scene's there, because it was a little bit of a shocker for a TV movie at that time. All right. So we're going to give our thoughts on the 1997 Titanic with Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, James Cameron, everybody knows what that is. So, Todd, tell us a little bit about your thoughts, and I'll...
I was going to let you go first, Dan.
Oh, I can go first. That's cool. So I remember that pre-buzz about Titanic when it came out. Hey, Slasher Home Video, first time watcher. That's awesome. I thought I saw you in here before, but that's awesome. So like when that movie came out, there was a lot of buzz that it was just going to be a flop because they had all the trouble in production. Filming had gone way over. It was legendary that I think James Cameron took like a dollar for a salary to, you know, make everything work. So it had that Waterworld kind of vibe where there was so much out there beforehand that it's like, okay, this is going to be a massive, massive flop. And
I really thought that.
Yeah, believe it or not, I was big into like movie industry stuff, magazines.
Yeah, they all did it. And I was like, you guys are crazy. This is Cameron.
Yeah, but I mean, that wasn't a guarantee. Everybody kind of has that one that kind of sinks their career, no pun intended. So I remember going to see it and, you know, enjoying it for the most part. I mean, not really my thing, but that phenomenon that it became. I mean, I had to hear that fucking song.
That's
so
a whole
many times.
I want to punch Celine Dion in the face. And that was before that. There's her and Julia Stiles. Don't ever be in my presence. You will get punched in the face.
I hear Julia Stiles is like a waitress now, which didn't
good. It's all she ever should have been.
I want to see Todd like go to whatever like TGI Fridays she's working at, and like she's like delivering your hot wings or something. That would be awesome.
Justin from Pugs, he said, never bet against James Cameron.
There you go. So yeah, I mean, I liked the movie, but it was very annoying. Like afterwards, it's the best movie ever. And I was like, no, it's not, not even close. I mean, it's an impressive achievement. The highlight is probably Kate Winslet getting naked And yeah.
Yeah, we know it satisfies Dan.
Rose was a fucking bitch though. There was plenty of room.
Oh no. Wait for my rant. I got a whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're not going in depth on the original Titanic. I'm just, you know, figured why not since it's the anniversary. But yeah, I don't know. That always bugged me. I'm like, Dan, why don't you switch off? Why don't you switch off?
Okay. See, that's everyone's issue.
It is a big issue.
It is, but you know what? I got one. Okay. I'll just jump in. I know Pugs is messaging me at the same. Okay. Here we go. This fucking cunt. Oh, wait. Is it too early to say that? I don't know. We're live, pal. So, okay. She spends like fucking 90 years married to some fucking dude. And then all in the end, it's all about this strange dick she had for 2 days. She fucking dies, goes to heaven, and she's with that other motherfucker. What kind of bullshit is that? If that was my, I'd be up in that motherfucker killing that hoe. That is some fucking bullshit. Spend like 80 years of your life with this bitch. She dies. She goes to see some other motherfucker. That is some fucking horseshit. And, Pug said she let him die. And also something else I noticed, first time noticing this. Yes, Big T Rose was a hoe. if they weren't fucking boning, it wouldn't have distracted the fucking watchers for the iced fucking burg, and they would have fucking they fucking sucked the Titanic, goddammit.
Todd, you've been holding on to this for over 20 years.
Oh, No. Because here's the thing. I'll tell you a funny story. Well, my wife, first anniversary, this was playing in 3D. So, of course, you know, I'm not going to argue with a giant boat sinking in 3D, which the 3D transfer is pretty goddamn good. So, and this is when it all the pieces fit together. So I had this rant with her the first time. I told her she's a fucking whore. And she to be fair, she didn't like my take.
Well, no shit, Todd.
But am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. But I mean, I would have kind of held that. She tried to
explain it away. I'm like, no, fuck that up.
Yeah, I guess I could see the whole heaven moment. It's like, well, I guess the other guy's just not there or something. I don't know. No. I always found it a little bit odd, some of the humor where 90-year-old Rose is talking about how moist she is with Bill Paxton. I was like,
that might have killed him.
I could kill him on delay. R.I.P. Yeah, I don't know. It's an okay movie. I just greatest movie ever. I was like, nah, I don't know what everybody's smoking. But there's people to this day that will look you in the eyes and tell you that Titanic is the greatest film ever made.
Well, that's an opinion thing. I'm not going to argue with someone if that's their favorite movie and they think it is, that's fine. But I mean, it's a great movie, like you mentioned, the whole achievement in film. I do like the movie, but I do think she's a fucking whore.
Okay.
So
Billy Zane, in my opinion, I was glad he survived. It wasn't that bad. Come on. He did The Phantom the year before. I didn't expect you to be that passionate.
Oh, I told you. Dan's trying, we shouldn't do Titanic first. We're just going to do the other two. I was like, no, we're doing, because I told you I had to get it out at the beginning before we get into the sequel, Titanic 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I mean, 2 days. I mean, even a passionate couple of days. I get what you're saying. You know, you would think you'd have more of a soft spot for the guy you were with for 80 fucking years or however long at that point.
Ben Grimm says Zane is in Demon Knight is the best. Agree, best performance of his career. That's the one.
Why Billy Zane didn't become a massive, massive marquee star, I'll never know.
It's because of this movie. He was so hated after this. How are you going to put him as a lead in the movie when everyone hates him because of fucking Titanic?
Yeah, but well, he did explain a little bit though, because he's like, I don't remember where he said this. Maybe it was TMZ or so. He had an interview somewhere where he said he had just gotten divorced or something recently, when he's hitting like the peak of his career, where you'd expect like Billy Zane is just going to be headlining everything. And he said he had to take what he had to take for a while because
Bruce Willis situation.
Yeah. Yeah. He just like, you know,
or Nicolas Cage too.
He had to just crank it out for the money. He couldn't wait because he had X amount of dollars that he had to deliver on. So he said that was part of the reason, but he's still going strong. Every once in a while, Billy Zane will pop up in something, and it's like he still has the charisma. He doesn't phone it in.
Zane was good in that Hillside Stranglers movie, too, we watched not long ago.
Billy Zane wasn't in that, was he?
Yes, he was. He was in the one with Richard Crenna.
Oh, yes. Never mind. Okay, my head went to the C. I thought you were mixing him up with C. Thomas Al. Yeah, both great actors. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm perfectly fine if I never watch Titanic again.
The chat's all Billy Zane love, so
good. There you go. That's the important thing. He's the best part of that movie.
I'm not even argue that. Well, the boat shipping is pretty badass, and especially in 3D.
There you go.
The boat sinking and Billy Zane, best two things of the movie. And then if you want to do third, you got Rose's tits.
There you go. Yeah, you don't.
She is a whore, so.
Damn, Todd. All right.
Rose is a whore shirt. Rose is a whore coming. Rose is a whore t-shirts coming soon.
There's a new, and I'll move on after this because I really don't have much to say about that Titanic. But Kate Winslet was in a movie like last year, Animite or something. I might be wrong with the title, but she's in it with Saoirse Ronan, the Lady Bird girl, and she gets, there's a pretty graphic sex scene in there.
Ammonite.
There you go. Something like that.
Francis Lee directed it.
Yes. Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan get it on, and it's pretty graphic. So there's that.
She's going to be an Avatar too. I know if that ever comes out. No one cares now. I'm not even going to argue with you. No one gives a shit.
I don't know what the box office will be on Avatar because they've just waited way too long. Yeah. I know that first one, I mean, was like the biggest movie box office wise at one time, but I just don't think there's enough enthusiasm left for Avatar, but we'll see. I don't know. I feel like that's going to be an Alita situation where it just, you know, it's a big movie, but nobody goes to see it, but we'll see. All right, so let's kick it off with, well, we're getting into the better Titanic movies, hopefully. Titanic 2. Yes, Asylum really had balls. They still do. From 2010, and writer, director, star, Shane Van Dyke, who is the grandson of Dick Van Dyke. And in this one, a century after the fateful voyage of the original modern luxury liner Titanic II set sail, will this ship suffer the same fate as her namesake? Yep. Titanic II. So this one, pretty typical Asylum disaster flick. Some pretty bad visuals. I don't know why somebody is surfing towards an iceberg at the beginning like that. That seems weird.
Seems normal to me.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I thought that was a little strange. Bruce Davison is our hero in this one. And he's investigating this glacier while his daughter, Amy, who is played by, maybe it wasn't Amy, but also Brooke Burns is in this. People may remember her as like Bruce Willis's girlfriend. I want to say that's probably her highlight. She also hosted a game show called
Think of her, I think of E. She was on that forever.
Yeah, I thought she had married Bruce Willis for like a hot minute.
I don't even remember them together.
Yeah, they were together. So anyways, he's dealing with the glaciers melting and breaking apart while Brooke Burns and crew is on this boat. And it essentially plays out the same way as Titanic. This is one, it's basically Asylum's Inconvenient Truth. It's a lot of mentions of global warming, which it is kind of fun to watch movies about that, you know, over a decade plus ago. Is this one that you have to see? Not necessarily. It's not very good. There is a CGI shot of a guy just falling through the ice that looks like literally like Atari.
Come on, it's PlayStation 1, maybe 2.
PlayStation 1. I'll give it PlayStation 1. There's it just made me want to watch Deep Rising. I love Deep Rising so much, and a lot of these really cheap movies on a ship makes me want to watch Deep Rising. There's some random scenes where like this Tom Savini doppelganger just beats up Shane Van Dyke for like no reason. There's a lot of reviews that amaze me that actually are like treating this as though it's a real sequel to Titanic. Which
it is really a real sequel to Titanic. What are you talking about? It's called Titanic 2.
Yeah, I'm gonna say James Cameron would take issue with that. But
well, it's part of a trilogy. We call this a damn trilogy. It's a trilogy.
All right, there you go. It is the follow-up. They couldn't afford Leo, and that's how it goes. I did laugh when this dude, he has a canteen that splits apart this iceberg after a helicopter had already had landed on it and everything was fine. This movie's pretty dumb, but Bruce Davison, he's game. He doesn't phone it in. Do you have to watch this though for Titanic 666? No. Other than the fact that it's the Titanic 3 in 666, there's no connections. And obviously, as we'll get into, Titanic 666 is a horror movie. This is not.
Indy brought up an important point. Leah was dead, so that's probably why they didn't get his character back. And you know what, Ben? Ben just brought up Brooke Burke was hotter. I got them confused. Brooke Burns is a different one.
Yeah.
And Zombie asked me to put the photo up. I'm working on it.
Brooke Burns, the one in this movie, she did a game show called Dog Eat Dog that was like popular for a year or two in the 2000s. Trying to think what else, other than dating Bruce Willis, but she's easy on the eyes for sure. But yeah, this is pretty typical disaster movie. There's nothing too thrilling about it. You know, CGI helicopter and icebergs. There's a couple shots of the ship that are like really, really bad.
So, yeah, there is.
How did this one treat you, Todd? Was this a first time watch, or did you? I rented this back at like Hollywood Video way back.
There we go. Well, I was bringing up. We had a request to see.
There you go.
Her. This is Brooke Burns.
There she is with Bruce Willis. There.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, with the blonde hair. I think she looks better with the blonde hair, actually.
Maybe it's not the most.
I don't know.
All right. Well, actually, take her with.
Wait.
Darker hair.
Is that the other one? I can't even tell now. Okay, there we go. All right. Yeah, this one, it's you know, it's that era of Asylum. It's just, yeah, it's one of their dumb action movies. I still had some fun with it. It's nothing spectacular, but you know, it is the second part of a trilogy, so.
It's also pre-Sharknado, where everything was necessarily just like, let's make this as outrageous as possible.
Well, now I want Titanic 666 versus Sharknado.
You know what? I still half expect them to come up with some way to start doing Sharknado movies again.
Give them a few years, it'll be time for the big budget remake. Their first theatrical film.
Who do you cast in, or do you just keep it authentic? Fuck. Asylum and like Casper Van Dien and Richard Grieco?
You're going to have some of them in there, but you'll get some better leads.
Oh, Todd, that's offensive, man.
I should say some.
Are you too good for Casper Van Dien?
Well, come on. I mean, Steve's a bigger draw at this point than Ed Frankenboob.
Tara Reid does have to be in it.
Yeah.
She needs the work. So, yeah, I if you want to watch this one, if you like really cheesy disaster, but man, CGI. I think Kruger would murder both of us if we made him watch Titanic too.
Yeah, he might.
I mean,
Kruger, the only one that he, yeah, well, we'll get to the next one.
Kruger's had, you know, glass in his back and been lit on fire. And I think Titanic 2 would be the worst thing he's ever been through. I think if he watched it, but anyways, that's Titanic 2. I'll give it a 2. How about you?
Yeah, it's about what I am. I didn't hate it. It's just dumb, you know, asylum shit. Like, if you know what you're like, I knew what I was getting into when I rewatched this. So yeah, I'm not going to recommend it, but you can watch it on Tubi right now.
Yeah. So. Again, you don't need to. It's just other than the Titanic 2 and the Titanic 3, there's no crossover that I caught.
Well, yeah, it's like three stories. There's the first Titanic 1 boat, there's the Titanic 2 boat, and now we're going to move on Titanic 3, thus making it a trilogy, Dan.
Indy brought up Johnny Depp for the Sharknado remake. They could probably get Johnny Depp at this point.
Only if Amber Heard voices the Sharknado.
Oh, can you imagine if you just see him looking out at the horizon and you have a tornado with just Amber Heard like trying to like throw dog shit at him and stuff? That would be awesome.
Big T says they should turn the Sharknado into a video game franchise.
That'd be down fun for that. Yeah. Who would have thought a little B movie would end up having like Mark Cuban in the franchise at one point and all these like some big names, quite frankly, when they had Neil deGrasse Tyson, one of the greatest minds in the entire world, doing a Sharknado movie. I was like, even if you've got to just take a minute and clap for that. So
Andy brought up a good point. Amber Heard is the Aquaman woman, as that Aquaman mermaid. See, it makes sense. She'd already be in the water. Amira-nado? I don't know how to do it. I think her name's Amira in that. Oh, you know what? Screw it. Mandy Lane-nado. There we go. She's always Mandy Lane.
I've heard she was a bitch ever since Mandy Lane. So I think Depp should have done his research on that.
She can
one.
Be.
All right. So our big premiere from just less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah, streaming right now as of today on Tubi.
Yes, yes. So you can watch it right now for free on Tubi.
Or we can tell you if you should bother.
Absolutely. So Titanic 666 from director Nick Lyon. And in this one, dark forces from the deep rise to the surface, terrorizing all on board from the Titanic 3, and threatens to repeat one of history's greatest disasters yet again. All right. So a lot of people were losing their mind when this trailer came out. And obviously we had to do it. I think we would have done it even if we didn't get it in today. I had a little bit of hope because Nick Lyon, the director, he's actually a pretty good director. He knows how to make an entertaining movie. It is a filmography with strictly B-movie type stuff, but I've actually been entertained more often than not. He's done some work on Z Nation. He did some of the Asylum zombie movies like Rise of the Zombies that were, you know, I think entertaining. Yeah, entertaining for sure. They Found Hell. He's got some stuff that rises above the budget, I guess.
Didn't he do the last subspecies too?
Not, you mean Species?
Yeah, that, thank you.
He did Species The Awakening. Yeah. Right. So, you know, he's done a few. He gets the most out of a very small budget. So I was like, okay, this should be pretty good. It is a sequel just in the sense that it's the Titanic 3. They reference, you know, some past things. The very beginning of the movie felt a little more tongue-in-cheek than it ended up becoming. there's some funny, there's a funny moment with the captain where one of the, his, her crew mentions a Vegas death pool about the ship, sinking. There's some funny little dialogue at the beginning. But then this one kind of settles into, at least by Asylum standards, being a fairly straightforward ghost story. The production values are actually, again, by Asylum standards, pretty sharp. They shot this on the Queen Mary in around Long Beach.
Everybody.
So, there's some so there's some decent production value. I was also surprised to see Anna Lynn McCord, who plays like one of the social media influencers that's on the ship, as Maya Stone. She's done some fantastic work in Incision and all sorts of really excellent indie films. So,
and she was also in Fired Up.
Well, maybe not her best work, but yes.
I know. Everyone knows her best work was in Scorned.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm not surprised to see her show up in here. She does smaller stuff like this
constantly. She does indie stuff, but yeah, she's a very good actress. And she's good here. She plays the sort of snooty social media influencer very well. The other cast member of note is Jamie Bamber, who of course was in the Battlestar Galactica reboot. The movie looks pretty good. I mean, the ghosts look solid. They don't get too many shots of the ship where it, if you go back to Titanic 2, that's when it really looked cheap. Like you were looking at like a, you know, crayon drawing at certain points.
I will say, but it starts off directly from the first movie.
Yep.
Which I thought was cool that they're like, okay, they're trying to connect it. That's funny.
They do a better job too of, like in Titanic 2, you have the moment where the ship is tilting and everyone's sliding. They handle that a little bit better here than Titanic 2. Yeah. It looks,
well, I mean, it's been like a
2010, yeah, 12 years. Yeah, this is actually not half bad. I was a little bit surprised. It's fairly well made. The ghosts look good. I would have liked a little more variety because a lot of times it's kind of like they just pop up and breathe on you variety. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot in the way of kill scenes per se, which I think could have upped it a little bit. But surprisingly enough, I had a good time with this one. I don't know why I say surprisingly, but it was a little more restrained. There's nothing particularly over the top. If you're looking for something, you know, Sharknado vein, this is not that kind of movie. It's a solid B movie.
Yeah, the trailer kind of represents it well.
Yeah, yeah. It's I mean, you know, the having the band come back and everything, and it's a solid setup for a ghost story. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're sailing over a graveyard, and
it's better than Ghost Ship after the first 5 minutes. Yeah,
I just got the Blu-ray and I haven't
rewatched it, and I was like, maybe I'll like it this time. Yeah, after the first 5 minutes, it still turns to shit. Sorry if you guys like it. If you do, that's cool. That's how I feel when I watch it. Dark Castle was doing so well up until that one. I was like, ah.
Yeah, it's actually funny. I even had like some 13 Ghosts vibes with this one here and there. It made me think of it. It's not 13 Ghosts, but I guess the best thing I can say about this movie is I don't really have a whole lot of complaints. I mean, it's perfectly decent for the budget. I never felt bored. You know, I really just feel like if they just had a few more decent kills, that would have really helped elevate this one. We do get some brief nudity, though, which is, again, rare nowadays. There is a shower ghost that is nude. Another thing that probably made me think of 13 Ghosts. I met the the naked ghost from 13 Ghosts like years ago, I think at a Fangoria, and I don't even remember what her name is, but yeah, a decent B movie, Todd. I was actually, this didn't waste my time for 90 minutes.
And it was nice and short compared to the first film.
Yeah, definitely. It won't take, what was the first one? It was over three, right?
It was like 3 hours and 38 minutes, if my memory serves.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It was long.
Yeah, it's a long one. So
I just put the Tubi link for 666 in the chat.
Oh, there you go. Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, in closing, fast forward to Kate Winslet's good scenes in the first Titanic.
Now you have to watch it all to absorb her horniness. All of it. Then you can be, yeah, you can anger watch it like I do. But at least you get 3D tits if you watch the 3D version.
There you go. Oh shit. Okay. Well, next, if I visit at some point again, we will have to just watch that part. I don't want to watch all of Titanic in 3D, but I guess it's worth checking out 3D tits.
We could just watch this as Navatar 3D.
There you go. So yeah, not a whole lot else to say about it. If you're going to just watch one, watch Titanic 666. Yeah. And yeah. Yeah. I give this one a 3. I'd say it's definitely above average, production value wise, well above average for an asylum film. And I always say this before, go back, well, several years now, pre-Sharknado, and watch some of Asylum's early like B movies, particularly their horror films.
Yeah.
There were a lot of entertaining ones. Nothing like broke the mold for the genre or anything. They were, usually I always enjoyed them. Like Jolly Roger, Massacre at Cutter's Cove, Legion of the Dead, where the lead mummy girl is like naked for the whole movie. stuff like that was a lot of fun to watch. Even stuff like I Am Omega was decent, their I Am Legend ripoff. So yeah, I'm a 3 on this. What say you, Todd?
I'm exactly the same. I'm a 3 on it too.
Sweet. All right, guys, so if you didn't catch it already, we had our Thursday episode. Check that out. A lot of great reviews there. And the XPW show, if you haven't listened already. We also have a commentary up right now on patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for Piranha 3D. That was very lively, and maybe not a lot of talk about Piranha 3D, but we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So then that all starts at just $1. That one's available for all tiers. So check that out.
I think we have some more content coming up next week.
Yes, Wednesday we will have a bunch of brand new reviews. We got some early stuff that I'm really excited for next week. And then
Saturday we have new episode of Freddy's Nightmares reviews, and Monday will be, what is it called? Monday will be Farce. There we go.
Flesh Wound Farce. Yes. What are you covering on that?
I'd have to look.
Okay. No worries. Also, later tonight, I will be on two episodes. This is a busy recording day for me. I've got two episodes of S'mores Indoors. We've got another Family Business watch along. And we're also going to have the world's greatest adult film star tournament. So yes, that's going to be a lot of fun. S'mores Indoors After Dark on that one. And I will have an obscurity report coming up with Visited by Voices 1, my good friend Lauren Dixon. Don't know exactly when that's going to air, but keep an eye out for that. That's all I've got. So good night, guys. And remember, if you're ever in the same situation as Leo, you pull her off that goddamn door and save yourself.
Fuck that whore.